Jesus, holy God, you sit on your holy throne and your holy hill. I honor you, and I thank you for speaking to me and communicating with me every day. You are my life every day. You are truly risen. From the morning that I wake up, Lord, I sense your presence. You speak to me, you comfort me. You take my temptations, Lord, and you overwhelm it with your presence. Lord, I pray that whoever's listening would have that testimony, God. It's all by you. Nothing that I do, nothing that we do. We have nothing to do with righteousness. Righteousness is your business, Lord. Goodness, fruit, that's all by your doing. Lord, so we beg of more of your presence. We can't get enough of it. We beg of more and more of it. Let it be our delight all of the day. In your name we praise. Amen. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. Let's jump right in. Psalm chapter 50, verse 7. Please just, as you're listening to this, just realize this is your God who lives in you speaking right now. And this is very amazing. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. I shall take no young bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not even tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of male goats? But offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in a day of trouble. I shall rescue you and you will honor me. Friends, this is amazing. God himself is speaking the scriptures. He speaks all throughout the scriptures, but I particularly love when it's just him directly, just in quotes, speaking. That's a good ministry for you. Just go find all the parts where God, Jesus Christ, is speaking in the Old Testament directly. It's no different than the red letter. You know, it's just, he is just, it's so good to know him and understand his heart. But listen to what he's saying. He's saying, my people, Israel, and listen, we are now part of that same family of Israel. God teaches that through Paul in Romans 10:9, 10, and 11. He speaks about that adoption into the family, that we are now part of the children of Abraham. Okay, so we can take this and apply it to our own lives. Amen? It's good for us. And this really helps us to know Jesus, because this is Jesus talking. This is Jesus Christ, our Messiah, pre-incarnate, speaking right now. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Your God. Listen closely. I did not reprove you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. You know, God's going around and mentioning the different sacrifices, and he's saying, look, I want you to understand something. I'm thankful, I appreciate your sacrifices, but you need to understand, you need to have a right perspective of the sacrifices you give to me. I don't need them. Do you understand? I don't need the young bull. I'm not going to go take the young bull out of your house. I'm not going to go look for a goat. Every beast in the forest is mine. I own all those beasts. I own all those animals. Every bird, I know them by name. The birds in the mountains, the ones that you probably couldn't trap if you wanted to, I know them all. I know them. Everything that moves in the field, from the cow to the snake to the rats to the rodents, to all, it's all his. All of it's his. If it moves, everything, an insect, it's all mine. And like what he says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. I would not tell you. And what is Jesus Christ trying to give for you and I to understand? I believe it's this. He continues and says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. I believe that Jesus is trying to communicate, and this is my opinion on it, that all the things you do, please don't ever think that you're doing them because I need you to do it. Don't think that the ministry that you have, that the labor that you're doing, I'm relying upon it. Don't think I'm depending on your, on all the things that you give me or offer up to me, your services for me. I don't. It reminds me of Luke 10 when Martha was serving Jesus. She was doing the good thing, but she kept making a big deal about getting everything ready for Jesus. And, you know, Mary's just sitting by his feet. And I think that the idea of it is, look, if I'm trying to link it back to this, what we're reading in Psalm 50, Jesus didn't need all of that. See, she missed the spirit. It's okay to serve Jesus, but you have to have the right perspective that Jesus, your God, does not require all those things because he's dependent. He's not a pagan God who rises up every year and looks for some, you know, virgin, you know, to be sacrificed because he needs to drink the blood. That's not the kind of God he has. And I don't know whether he was writing that because people started to treat him like that. I know that Israel, they can just go back and forth for just introducing pagan things into their lives. But God was really setting the record straight by saying, look, let me tell you who I am. I am God, your God. I don't need your sacrifice. Here's a sacrifice that I love, though. And this is a spiritual sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that starts in your heart. It's a sacrifice that starts in your mind. It's not an action. It's a heart position. It's a state that your mind is in. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That is an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. He loves thanksgiving. He loves it. It even says in Psalm 100 that to enter the gates with thanksgiving. Giving God thanks and doing everything from a spirit of praise and gratitude, that's acceptable to God. God loves that. Because it really, you begin to understand your position. Hebrews 13, verse 15 and 16, through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Thanking the Lord, praising the Lord, having a spirit of mercy to other people, That's true worship to the Lord. That is true worship. That really is. And I can't tell you how awesome that is for your life. I know it will be awesome for your life. I mean, for me, I'm enjoying it every day. It's like I'm swimming in an ocean of abundant life. I'm swimming in living waters, friends. I'm not raising anything over you. This is not about money. It's not about, hey, God's going to heal your problems. That's not the message of this ministry. Nope. That's not what this is about. It says, Paul says at the end times, people are going to raise up teachers for themselves to preach what their itching ears want to hear. You know, people want to hear about being saved out of their problems. People want to hear about getting financial success and God blessing them with getting their needs met. But that, my friends, I'm sorry, that's not the abundant life that God gives. We'll get all those things later on in heaven. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't even say that because I don't know. I mean, I know that the new kingdom, it's going to be made of gold and just all types of precious stones are going to be the foundation of the kingdom. So I'm saying, hey, we'll probably get all those good things. But you know what? The best thing is Jesus, his presence. That's the abundant life. That's the goodness that I'm talking about. And being able to praise him and enter his gates is the pathway, I believe, in your personal devotion to Jesus Christ. If you begin by thanking and praising him, that's an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. Presenting yourselves like in Romans 12, that's an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. As you are, whatever state you're in, even if you're not feeling thankful, even if you're not feeling holy or good, thank him. Praise him. Because I can guarantee, whether you like it or not, whether you feel close to him or not,
I'm sure you're thankful that you're not going to go to hell when you die. I'm sure you're thankful that you're no longer one heartbeat away from eternal torment in the black darkness of hell. You know, I mean, that's... Who wants to be in a lake of fire for infinity? I wouldn't want to be there for 5 minutes. I wouldn't want to be there for 30 seconds, let alone for the ages and ages and ages and ages to come. Endless time. I mean, friends, he saved you from that. If that's got to be the beginning of your praise, let the cross be the beginning of your praise. Jesus, you saved me. I couldn't take care of a day's worth of sins. I couldn't take care of an hour worth of my sins. And you released me from a lifetime of my sins, sins I haven't even done yet. That's acceptable thanks to the Lord. Because he's God. He doesn't need anything else. You understand? He doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't need, we need, he doesn't. And I just love how he says he owns all the animals, all the anything that moves in the field. He says, the world is mine. The world is mine. I mean, and if you possess the Lord, I mean, you possess all things. It says, Paul says, we possess all things. You know, in Corinthians, I love that verse. I really do. He's trying to say, look, here's the perspective. Once you have Christ, you have everything. Everything. And the last part here is very important. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you, and you will honor me. And you will honor me. You see, friends, that is how it ought to be. Praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord, and calling upon him. And his presence will take care of the rest. You don't rescue yourself, friends. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know the disappointments that you just had happen. I don't know the pain that's going on. I don't know the anxious thoughts that you wrestle with in the middle of the night, the temptations, the lust, the addictions. I don't know. But don't try to rescue yourself. Please don't do that. That makes life so much more depressing. Really, it does. Rather, just call upon the Lord. The same way a little child lifts up their hands to their parents when they're hungry, and they cry out to their parents when they need something, just lift up your hands, lift up your arms, and worship the Lord, and he'll pick you right up, and you'll be in his presence. It says in Isaiah that he'll carry you. He'll carry you in his arms like a way a shepherd carries his sheep. Isn't that so sweet? That's so good. I would start this way. I mean, I'm not trying to set up a formula for you, but I would say, well, there is a formula, worship to the Lord. That's what we're supposed to be doing, worshiping him, and he'll carry out his commandments, loving one another. He'll carry that out in us. But how you go about worshiping the Lord, how you go about devotion to Christ, that's for you to do. But I personally like to just give him thanks. I start with thanking him and praising him and just giving him worship with my lips, my mind, my heart. And then he comes upon me and he rescues me. Well, I mean, Michael, I don't really have anything going on in my life to rescue me from. Yeah, well, he rescues me from my flesh. And that's something that every day, my friends, attacks you. That's a constant enemy. Your flesh is an enemy. And he rescues me all day long from my flesh. All day long. And I'm so thankful for it. And he will do that in your life. He'll rescue you from the flesh, from the bitterness, from the anger, from the indifference to the things of God. From the covetousness, from the feeling like you're missing out and you need this or you need that. He'll rescue you from that. He'll rescue you. And not to say you won't sin. Yeah, you'll still stumble and fall. But instead of being discouraged and staying in that sin or staying in that disconnection from God, he'll rescue you from that and bring you back to his arms. I mean, it's an abundant life, friends. It really is. You can't get any better than the Lord Jesus living and dwelling in you and working in you and manifesting his presence in you. So I would encourage you to get in on this. Recognize that the Lord owns everything. The whole world is his. He owns the iPhones. He owns the internet. He owns the cars. He owns all that stuff. He owns everyone in it. He's created everything. So just let it all go and praise him. Let it all go and worship him and let him rescue you. Lord Jesus, we look to you. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just be speaking through this, that you'd be just grabbing hearts and just pulling them out. Lord, I'm hoping people stopped listening to the podcast and didn't even get this far just because they wanted to go worship you, Lord. But even if that's not the case, Lord, I pray that they would just be encouraged, whoever's listening, to go and seek to lift up Jesus, the Messiah, to give him worship, to praise him, to call upon his name, to thank him for what he's done, for what he's doing, and what he will do. Lord, I pray that that would happen. I really do. In your name, Jesus Christ, to you be the praise. You get first place, Lord. Amen.